You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A special report released by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows that more people died from drug overdoses in 2013 than from breast cancer, car accidents, or suicide. Drug overdose deaths in Wisconsin doubled from 2004 to 2013. And in 2013, opioid pain relievers were the reason for more deaths than heroin.
We're taking your calls, too. Do you or does someone you know struggle with drug addiction or substance abuse? Has opioid painkiller abuse touched your life? What measures do you think should be in place to address the problem? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Karen McEwen joins us now to talk about the report and what the Department of Health Services is doing to combat drug overdose deaths here in Wisconsin. She's the state health officer. Karen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
When we talk about drug overdose deaths in Wisconsin, Karen, is this something that's in a particular area or urban or rural Wisconsin in particular?
I know that a lot of times people do think that this is a problem that only happens in big cities, but that is not the case. These deaths happen across the state in rural communities as well as in the cities. So everybody should be paying attention.
And do we have data on who is most affected by drug overdose deaths in the state?
Sure. So one of the pieces of information we know is that people who die from drug overdose are most likely to be in their early 40s, and males are more affected than females. So that's some of the information that we have.
Do we know if these are people who have been addicted for a long time or new to the drug, or is that something that's still unknown?
People can die who have never used drugs before if they take too many. They certainly would not have tolerance, so it might take fewer drugs. But often these deaths do happen after a long history of addiction and struggling with addiction.
And the head of your department has described this as a public health crisis. Why is this a crisis now?
This is a crisis because not only have these deaths overtaken every other form, the other accident deaths that you mentioned, such as car accidents. So just to restate, more people today in Wisconsin are dying from drug overdoses than from car accidents, but the trend lines are also headed up, so it's not as though this has leveled off. This is an increasing problem, and we need to act quickly to reverse those trend lines.
And can you talk about the role of prescription medications in this overdose trend?
Sure. So when we look at overdose deaths, almost half of them were related to prescription drugs such as oxycodone, hydrocodone, and methadone. About 27% were heroin, so a lot fewer than prescription drugs. And what else we know is that people who take heroin often started by taking prescription drugs. So the prescription drugs are both causing deaths and may also be leading to heroin use, which then causes deaths as well.
How do we in Wisconsin compare with the rest of the country on these overdose deaths?
So Wisconsin is not the worst state. But it's a significant problem here, and as I say, because the trend is increasing, we're taking it very seriously, and Wisconsin is trying to intervene as early as possible and as quickly as possible, as many ways as possible, and that's being recognized at the federal level, so that even though we aren't the worst state in percent of people affected, we are still receiving grants to work on this issue.
Talking to Karen McEwen, she's the state health officer, looking at overdose deaths in Wisconsin. They are on the way up over time, and prescription medications are more and more commonly involved in those overdose deaths. You can join in if you've dealt with this issue for yourself, maybe in your family. Maybe you've worked with people dealing with addiction to these medications. Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Karen, what do we know about the path from taking these medications, either because they were prescribed to you or you obtained them from someone else, to addiction and then overdose?
So we know that some people are more likely to become addicted to these medications, but that the risk factor is to be taking them. Now, these are medications that definitely have a use in treating pain, but can also be taken inappropriately and can lead to addiction. As you mentioned, sometimes that happens with people that have been prescribed the medications and maybe keep taking them after the pain is over. or they can be diverted. So perhaps somebody had some pain medicines, didn't take them all, they're still in the medicine cabinet, and somebody else gets a hold of them. It could be teenagers in their family, family friends, and then people who were never supposed to be taking that medication can become addicted as well.
You mentioned intervention and some grants coming to the state. What are you doing at the Department of Health Services to start tackling this problem, especially with these prescription medications?
So we are taking a multi-pronged approach at the department, and we are working with partners throughout state government and in the private sector. And the two real focuses of our work are preventing this from ever happening. So trying to make sure that providers know how to treat pain as safely as possible so that people do not develop that initial addiction. But then we also recognize that there are a lot of people who have developed an addiction to pain medications or even to heroin, and so making sure that there are treatment options available to them and that the message is out there that addiction is treatable.
Is treatable, but it seems like it would be a lot easier to prevent it in the first place, as you were hinting at there.
Absolutely. Our goal is to prevent this from ever happening so that people don't have to go through the pain of addiction and through what can be a very difficult treatment process.
Who needs to be at the table to get that prevention message, that prevention effort out there?
You know, you almost can't have too many partners at the table to get that message out. So we work with providers. Educators can help get the message out. Parents are obviously some of the most critical people just to be having those difficult conversations with their kids. And then peers are also helpful. So kids telling kids, don't do this.
How about medical care professionals? When people are prescribing, when pharmacists are dispensing, do they have a role to play?
Absolutely. Medical professionals who just have that conversation with their patients as they're prescribing, talking about what's the appropriate use of this, how long the individual should expect to be taking it, and what to do with any medications that are left.
Let's bring in a caller at 800-642-1234. We have Linda on the line in Madison. Linda, hi.
Hi. I've had this concern for a while. I fell and broke my arm. That is not my concern. But the doctor gave me a prescription for oxycodone with 24 tablets in it. I only use 3 of them. And so I wonder if, I'm sure the doctor was trying to make sure I was covered if I was in a lot of pain, but it seemed an awful lot of this dangerous drug.
Linda, thanks for that call. Kelly Karen, is that something that people are worried about, over-prescribing or giving out too many when a prescription is made?
Linda, that is a perfect example of what we're trying to work with providers to do, just to recognize if you're having a minor procedure, you probably don't need 30 days worth of medication, which will then sit in your cabinet. So that is a perfect example of the type of work that we're trying to do with providers to make sure, again, that they do treat pain, but that they treat it in the safest way possible.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, thanks for calling, Linda, but that's a tough balancing act because, as Linda said, maybe she had a lot more pain and you're putting her through the effort of getting that prescription refilled, going out and getting that refill when you're wanting to stay home and nurse that broken arm. In this case, how are doctors drawing that line there?
It is a difficult question, and the provider is the one who ultimately has to make the decision. However, just they can base it on what's expected for the cause of pain, and then they can also work with the patient to have a plan on how the patient could get more. And I think also the more everybody is aware of this message and of the risks involved, the better understanding there will be that maybe your provider isn't going to give you a full month of pain medication right at the beginning before they know what's going to work, and you'll understand why that's going to be.
You hear concerns sometimes about doctor shopping or people going to different people who can prescribe so they can get more prescriptions and that information. No one provider knows exactly how many pills are going to this person. Is that part of the problem that you're trying to tackle?
Absolutely. So some of the work that we're doing is with the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. That is an online program that contains information from pharmacies about what medications patients are taking. And providers can go onto that and find out right away, is this individual receiving the same medication from another provider? So that's an invaluable resource to help with this work.
We're talking to State Health Officer Karen McEwen about what Wisconsin is doing to address drug overdose deaths. We'll get to treatment of addiction in a bit. Those deaths are now the number one cause of injury deaths in Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls, too. Has a drug overdose touched your life? Does someone you know struggle with drug addiction? And what do you think Wisconsin should do to address the problem? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation with State Health Officer Karen McEwen about deaths by drug overdose in Wisconsin.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think needs to be done to address drug abuse in Wisconsin, especially when it comes to pain relievers, prescription pain relievers? Do you have any personal experience with drug abuse? Does someone you know struggle with substance abuse? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Karen, I mentioned we'll talk about treatment now. What's out there? What is available in Wisconsin for someone who realizes they are addicted to these prescription pain relievers?
I'm glad you're asking. If anybody who's listening does have a problem or knows somebody who has a problem, there are resources available. And so you can go to our website at dhs.wisconsin.gov/opioids/treatment to get a full listing. The most important thing is to recognize that you need help and to ask for help, and we would encourage you to talk to your healthcare provider. Every treatment plan is going to be different based on your unique situation, but the department is working to make sure that there are treatment options available across the state, and those can include medication-assisted treatment and other and counseling services, peer services. So, again, the critical thing is recognizing you need help, reaching out, and then we're working on our end to make sure that help will be available.
Are there gaps right now? Are there places around the state where people might not have a local option?
Different options are not available across the state, so there are options available, but specific options, there can be gaps. So, for example, we did just get a $3 million grant that is allowing us to expand medication-assisted treatment into Sauk and Columbia counties right now, and then we're looking to see if we could expand those further. So we continue to look across the state and see where might there be gaps in treatment options that would help people who are struggling with addiction.
You mentioned that part of the problem here is that it isn't just the prescription medications, the pain relievers themselves, but that in some cases people move on from those medications to heroin. How widespread is that in Wisconsin?
So heroin is an increasing problem in Wisconsin. Of the deaths that we reported, 27% of those are related to heroin. But we see other trends that are related to that as well, such as hepatitis C is increasing with the increase of heroin use, and that is something we're watching very closely, and we need to turn that trend around as well.
From a public health standpoint, since people are using either heroin, which is illegal in and of itself, or possibly using prescription medications illegally, is that an obstacle for people wanting to come forward and seek treatment?
So we encourage everybody to seek treatment, and certainly the legislators have looked at what can they do to help reduce those fears in critical situations. So, for example, if someone calls 911 when they suspect a drug overdose, there won't be prosecution for that person, even if they were at a party or whatever. So we want to encourage life-saving measures and reduce that fear that, well, we were doing something illegal. So, again, if there's an overdose or something like that and you call 911, then you don't have to worry that the police are going to come in and arrest you for that.
Karen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Karen McEwen, State Health Officer. She was with us to talk about the Department of Health Services' new report on drug overdose deaths here in Wisconsin.
Now we're focusing on one effort to solve the problem of painkiller abuse, a new marketing campaign aimed at raising awareness. That campaign is called Dose of Reality, Prevent Prescription Painkiller Abuse in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel joins us now to talk about it. Attorney General Schimmel, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us, what is Dose of Reality?
Well, frankly, we called it Dose of Reality because we all need one. And this isn't just citizens. It's those of the medical community, too. Many in the medical community simply aren't aware of what's happening. We have 70% or almost four-fifths of the people who become addicted to heroin first started by becoming addicted to prescription medication. We've talked about heroin for many years now and made some big public attention to it, but it's time to now start talking about the root cause. And the prescription opiates, the pain pills that people get, are attractive because they aren't as frightening as heroin. But very few people who get prescribed them understand the danger of becoming addicted and then what is going to end up happening when you can't get your supply of your prescription anymore.
Is this a problem that just kind of snuck up on us in Wisconsin? Heroin, everybody kind of knows about and has been worried about for decades, really.
It hasn't snuck up on all of us, but it has kind of snuck up on the medical community. I have talked to thousands of doctors in the last 2.5 years since I started kind of beating the drum on this problem, and I have found across the board that very few of them understood what was happening, how these drugs are being diverted, and how they were becoming the source of heroin addiction.
In Dose of Reality, how are you going to be working to raise awareness of this issue?
Well, one of the things we do is take on the myths, like the myth that this only happens to the bad kids. And because of that, a lot of parents think that they can relax. They don't have to worry because it's not their neighborhood. It's not their child. When the reality is it's affecting urban communities, suburban, rural communities equally. And if kids of all economic and social structures, it cuts across every kind of divide we have or every kind of category we have in society. And, you know, as DA, I'm met with many, many parents who unfortunately buried their children because of drug overdoses. And those parents were desperate to prove to me that their kids weren't the bad kid. And frankly, I've now met hundreds of parents who have buried their children. Not one of them thought for a moment that their child was the bad kid. There's also a myth, too, that people are getting these prescriptions directly from their doctor, and that's how they're becoming addicted. 70% of the people who become addicted to prescription pain medications are getting them improperly from a family or a friend. So we're going after the abuse. These medications have legitimate and responsible uses when they're used properly and under proper medical care. But when they're diverted, someone's using a medication that wasn't prescribed to them, either to abuse or to take care of their own pain on their own, that creates tremendous danger. And that abuse is what we're after with this campaign.
We heard earlier from a caller who had been prescribed, I think she said, 30 pills. She used 3 of them. And I imagine there are a lot of stories like that where there are these pills just kind of out there. I know part of your effort is to have a drug take-back day so those don't fall into the wrong hands, don't get used by the wrong people. How would that work?
Well, we've been doing the drug take-back day for years now. For about 4 years, the DEA did this or managed it along with state resources. In May of this year, DEA didn't get involved, but we took it on at Wisconsin Department of Justice. We're back working with the DEA this fall, and we'll be doing it again on October 17th. In addition to preventing the abuse, we also want to make sure people understand the importance of safely storing the medication. None of us would leave a loaded handgun sitting on our kitchen counter with teens coming in and out of the house. And yet, we don't think twice about these medications in our medicine cabinet. Prescription opiates are killing far more people than handguns. They're killing more people now. Drug overdoses are killing more people now than motor vehicle crashes. So we need to pay attention to how we store these medications so they don't end up in the wrong hands. And we also need to pay attention to how we dispose of them, because I do want people to get rid of them, but take them to your local police department, and they have medication return units at many police departments now. You can go to our website, doseofrealitywi.gov, and you can actually search by your zip code and find out the closest medication return unit to you. Get those medications there, because we collect them on the drug take-back day, and we take them to be safely incinerated.
And that drug take-back day, the next one's coming up October 17th, is it?
Correct.
And so what happens especially on that day if people any day can go to their local police department? What kind of extra efforts out there for that?
Well, on that day, there will be locations where they can turn them in. But I'd encourage people not to wait until October 17th. If you're not using this medication, take it to the police department. Put it in the medication return unit. There are no questions asked. There's no one going to check up on who you are or what you're depositing there. Put them there. Get rid of them. And then the police department will get them to us to organize them and bring it all into one place October 17th. And then we load them up into semi-trucks. In May, we collected just under 20 tons of prescription medications to be destroyed. That's great news on the one hand, because now those medications aren't in medicine cabinets. They're also not in our water table. It's bad news, on the other hand, because it demonstrates that we are being overprescribed. Now, one of the important things, too, is to think about this, that in the 20 tons that we collected, that did not include Milwaukee and Dane County. They did separate collections. So our two biggest counties weren't even part of that.
Attorney General Schimmel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
That was Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He was with us to talk about a new marketing campaign aimed at curbing prescription painkiller abuse. The campaign is called Dose of Reality.